Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Hey love, Mackie sounds great. I'd really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy, the Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Guys, Adam Ray here. Brand new episode of the podcast here for you. Audio only. Video will be back next week. I've been on the road. I'm in Columbus, Ohio currently, where I did a private party for Justin Timberlake and his crew closing out his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. I'm going to the show tonight, but I did a private show for them. More to come on that next week. It was fine, but it was not great. But Timberlake thought it was funny. I made him laugh. And I'll get into it next week. How's that for a teaser? But we have a Dr. Phil Live tomorrow in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Riverside Theater. I think that bitch is almost sold out. The guests are going to be fire. If you can't come to that, come on over to Minnesota, the Orpheum Theater on Sunday in Minneapolis, Minnesota for Dr. Phil Live. Tickets for both those at AdamRayComedy.com. The guests, like for all shows, are fucking bangers. I don't know how I get people, you know, be kind, don't be a piece of shit. Have something fun for people to do, and they will follow. And these shows this weekend, like the shows in the coming months, are bananas. We have 20 more dates, 2 at the Comedy Store and 18, I believe, on the road. All the tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. We are in Detroit on March 6th, Toronto March 8th, 2 shows in Dallas on March 13th and 14th, Chicago on March 16th, March 27th in Boston, March 30th in Atlanta, April 6th in Nashville, April 19th in Austin, and then June 1st in Kansas City, June 8th in Cleveland, I believe, and June 6th in Cleveland, June 8th in Indianapolis, and then Reno in July 12th, Pittsburgh July 19th, Atlantic City June 21st. All those tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. We can also get my stand-up tour dates, which have been announced today. Holy shit, check my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I posted my tour dates for 2025 for the rest of the year. There's a fucking ton, man. Kansas City, Charlotte, North Carolina. We're hitting a lot of new cities, man. Baltimore, come out, please. Also going to Richmond, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, Spokane. There's no presale, so they are on sale right now. Tickets for all these shows. Legends Casino in Toppenish, Washington. Go to AdamRayComedy.com. Get all these tickets. Also Dr. Phil merch and Dr. Phil tickets. Check out my special. Like and subscribe on YouTube. The new hour is coming together. That will probably be taped for sometime in the near future. Like and subscribe is also on Hulu now, which is cool. And that's about it for now. A lot coming up, a lot going on, a lot more to report, and a new podcast I'm going to be starting soon with a good comedy friend of mine, and I think you're going to love it. But more details on that later. This episode is the About Last Night special episode of Dr. Phil live from San Francisco, part one, because this bitch is over 2 hours. If you want to see the uncut full Dr. Phil Live episode, part one, live from San Francisco, and part two, and all the Dr. Phil Lives that are uncut and not safe for YouTube, go to AdamRay.live, sign up. I think it's $9-$10 a month. You get all the Dr. Phil Lives before they come out, access to live streams, special events, tickets, giveaways, prize handouts, the stand-up specials, and more. All AdamRay.live. and some wild shit is coming your way that I can't wait to announce soon, so stay tuned. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is the Dr. Phil Live from San Francisco Part 1 with Adam Devine, Blake Anderson, Brad Williams, Richard Kind, Johnny Knoxville, and San Francisco Giants third baseman Matt Chapman. It's fucking bananas. Again, if you want to see the full uncut two-part episode, go to adamray.live and sign up. But for now, enjoy it right now. Go watch it on YouTube as well, which Part 1 is live right now. And go get this... Go get this episode. Enjoy it. You're getting it. You're doing it right now. Enjoy it. See you guys on the road. AdamRayComedy.com for Dr. Phil and Adam Ray stand-up dates, which I have announced. They're all on sale. Again, go to my Instagram and see all the dates. I'll see you on the road. Take care of yourself. Be good to each other, and I'll see you on the road soon. Bye.
San Francisco, make some motherfucking noise if you're excited to be alive tonight. It's a good night to be indoors in one of the best cities that Mother Nature spat out. You guys excited for a good time tonight? We got a banger of a show for you. This might be the craziest show we got. Shut the fuck up, sweetheart. We got a great show. Happy birthday. We got a good one for you tonight. You guys feeling good? What a wild show. Tonight's show is all about belief. You knew that. Webster's Dictionary defines it as a statement that is true and accepting that something exists, okay? Maybe you've got a belief that it's not Adam and Eve, but Adam and Steve, okay? And so your progressive friends to throw a wrench in your case, put a roofie in your Coors Light, and while you're asleep, they burn your MAGA hat with the same lighter that you use to light your Melania Trump vagina candle. So, yeah, we've all been there. Maybe you've got this constant state of believing that just because you're in a financial situation that isn't favorable for love, that you still deserve attention, okay? So instead of moping around staying at home like a sad Helen Keller doll, you go ahead and make yourself a pay-as-you-go glory hole outside of a KFC Taco Bell combo. Too soon? Didn't think so. It's San Fran, baby. You know, my wife, Robin. Keep it going for my wife, Robin. 48 years of marital bliss. That's a bad bitch right there. That's a sweetheart. That's a girl that'll give you roadhead while she's driving. But no, she's great. She's fun. She's always telling me that she's got a strong belief that my sense of humor could use some work, okay? Anytime she's down in the dumps, I try to lighten the mood by doing my Joe Biden impression. You want to see it?
Yeah, it's great. Come on, America. What's going on? Hey, happy Halloween. Happy early Kwanzaa. Happy 9/11. What's going on? We're going to lower the price of groceries. Come on. Come on, we're going to make it up. We're going to get down. We're going to get up again, like Chumbawamba said, okay? We're going to go up, down, A, B, left, right, select, start. Grab the princess. You know what we're doing. Come on. Who just shit my pants?
So I'll try to do that every other flag day. Oh, it's going to be a good one. But there are a lot of people here tonight. You guys came from near and far. But there's a group of people here tonight, I know, that are probably trying to find a stronger belief in themselves. Tom, go ahead and hit me with those house lights. Let's take a look at some of these perverts and psychopaths out here. We got a lot of people that could use some work. Got a gentleman in the second row who I thought was a woman for a second. How you doing, sir? Go ahead and stand up and show the program what you're working with. Give me a full 360. Yeah. I almost tried to fuck you, so put that in your pipe and fuck it. I don't know. Sir, what's your first name? Yeah, no, you don't have to stand up every time. At ease, soldier. Yeah. What is it? What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, let's go. And Nick, where are you from?
Modesto.
Modesto, hell yeah. Okay, that's a place, yeah. Now, does everybody do that in Modesto, or is that just a... That's just your move, yeah. And Nick, you said it was?
Yes.
Nick, yeah. And Nick, what do you do in Modesto? What's keeping you busy Monday through Friday?
I make olive oil.
You make olive oil? Fuck yeah. I don't think anybody thought you were going to say that, but... thought you were going to say I play in a Nickelback cover band. Look at this motorgram! And it dominant. Does that get you fired up? It does. I knew you. I know. Okay. Nick, how do you find olive oil as a passion? That can't be something that was passed down from generations in your fam, was it? Where do you develop this hobby? It was?
It was.
Your mom and your dad are olive oil, Five generations deep of olive oil. Holy shit. A lot of cougars just got wet. Did you smell that? That's exciting for somebody. Now, Nick, you got the long, luscious locks. Have you always been able to grow your hair out like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's got to be confusing for gentlemen at the bar, right?
Oh.
How many times have people grabbed your ass or put a finger in your... How many times have you been hit on, is my point. Say it again.
I've been lucky.
You've been lucky. They can tell, yeah. But maybe there's some guys that are into more of a f***ing, you know, they're like, well, that bitch has some strong biceps. She must go to Planet Fitness or something. Well, that's cool, Nick. Well, Nick, do you have anything in your life that maybe is a belief you're looking to strengthen? Or maybe there's something in your life that you're struggling to go all in on?
I believe in love.
You believe in love? I love that. You feel the crowd start to turn on you when you said that gay shit? We're in the most progressive city in the world, yet that was the gayest thing I've heard tonight. Keep it going for Nick. Take a seat, motherfucker. I love that guy. That's my new favorite guy / girl that I've ever met. What about you, sir? With the hoodie and the hat. It says Jeep Wrangler. And what does your hoodie say, sir? Also Jeep Wrangler. You're just Jeep Wrangler. Sir, give a full 360 for the room. Let them see what you're working with. Also from the back, a woman. Now, sir... That's Peter Ponytail right up front. Sir, what's your name?
Daniel Riccio.
Daniel Riccio. F*** yeah. How do you spell that last part?
R-E-C-I-O.
Yeah, it was a rhetorical question, Daniel, but just want to get a gauge for your sobriety. Daniel, what do you do here in San Francisco, California?
Visiting my Army buddy.
Visiting your Army buddy. Who's your Army buddy? Yeah, let's give it up for a couple of Army guys. The last Army guy I met was a G.I. Joe, so this is way more impressive. Yeah, what did you do that for, Daniel? That was a weird thing for you to do right there. I gave you a compliment, and you fired back one of these.
Conflugit.
Say it again.
Conflugit.
Conflugit? Kyle Flugit. Daniel, are you retarded? What's going on right now? What does Kyle Flugit mean? You been drinking? Oh, were you trying to say I've been...
Convoluted.
Let's take your time and sound it out. Conflu-ripped. Kung Fu grip. Well, just f***ing say that next time. F*** yeah, Daniel. It's your first time outside in a while? Is that what you just said? Daniel, I love where your head and your heart's at. Daniel, do you got something in your life that you go full in on, believing-wise?
My buddy.
Your buddy. Friendship. I love that. How long you guys been friends? Since 2003, so it's a deep cut friendship. I like that. And what's the craziest thing you've seen your buddy do, Daniel? That somebody. How about this? How about there's one thing about what's your name again, sir?
Brandon.
What's one thing about Brandon that none of us are privy to? Open up with some deep dark secrets tonight, Daniel. This ain't going on YouTube tonight. You know, we got a few months to buffer through the bullshit. Had a mac and cheese portable in the car. What's Okay, you did too. I love that. It's a quick snack on the go. Daniel, one thing, and then we'll move on.
He used to trash his barracks room.
He used to crash the barracks room?
We used to trash his barracks room.
He used to trash... Yeah, this is not going well, Daniel, but... One more time, Brandon. Oh, he used to crash.
Trash.
Trash.
Yeah,
The barracks room.
Make a mess in his room.
He used to make a mess in his room. Yeah. Well, and I think we're all better people for learning that piece of bullshit. I was hoping for something a little spice here, Daniel, but that's all right. This was a party boy back in the day. He had a thong on. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Daniel, yeah. Do you still wear a thong, Daniel? He goes, nah, I wear boxer briefs now. Keep it going for Daniel and Brandon. That's a friend. And another friend, we're excited about being outdoors. Sweetheart, yeah, you haven't shut the f*** up since I got on stage. You're waving a lot. You got a cool purse. What's your name, sweetheart?
Aries.
Aries? Yeah, and what does that mean?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, is that your stripper name or your real name? Oh, you weren't thinking it? Aries, I like your enthusiasm, your zest for life. You got a lot of pep in your step. To come to the show?
Hey!
I love that. Yeah, I was going to say, we put the tickets on sale just 3 months ago, but I love that you were waiting all year for the idea of buying tickets to the show. Sit the f*** down. All right, no, Aries, no. Well, come on, no. I love what's going on with you. You're excited is what you're trying. So you believed, this is what I'm talking about, you believed that this show was going to go on sale at some point. Now, Aries, say it again, Aries. All right. Thanks for coming out. One more time for Aries. I'm a big fan of what's going on over there. Sweet gal. You guys ready to get this show started? I'm going to need a little bit more support if you guys want to get this show moving in the right direction. This is our first Dr. Phil live show in San Francisco. Balcony, let me hear some noise, Balcony. Let's go. Boy, we got a good one for you tonight. You guys came to San Francisco at the Masonic Theater on the right night, okay? This is going to be a wild show. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to keep it right here all night. You guys ready to get this going? Here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Your first guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show hails all the way from Orange County, California. You might have recognized him from TV shows like The Tonight Show, maybe Jimmy Kimmel, maybe Legit on FX with Jim Jefferies, maybe movies like Road Hard, Mascots, and the upcoming Spinal Tap sequel. His Showtime and Netflix specials have made him one of the biggest, no pun intended, comedy acts in the world. And he's here right now making his Dr. Phil Live debut in San Francisco. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise right now for the one and only Brad Williams! Brad Williams, ladies and gentlemen, that's 4 feet four of comedy fun.
That's right. I love it. So what happens now? Do we sit in the chairs? Because that might be a problem. Yeah, this chair isn't exactly ADA compliant, Dr. Phil, right. You son of a bitch.
That's what you f***ing do for your friends.
Right,
Brandon? Daniel? F***ing, yeah. Brad Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Wow, I mean, now I'm in front of all these people, and after you touch me, I'm hard.
That makes two of us. Brad, are there little people stereotypes that are just getting made every day? Because you say that, but it's like every time I see you, I get excited, you know? And not just, you know, in like we just said in boner speaking, but I just, you bring a lot of joy. You're making millions of people happy every day. You're just one of the funniest guys, but there's also something about seeing a dwarf that makes everybody go, oh, I'm going to put $50 on black, you know?
I think it's the fact that at least, you know, they look at a little person and they go, yeah, my life sucks, but whew, at least I'm not that. You know what I mean? Like,
All right, well, when
don't, I... Oh, don't, oh, I'm f***ing rich. It's okay. Like, it's fine. It's fine. Don't feel bad.
Well, when I wrote that on your Facebook page, I didn't think you'd see it.
Thank
now,
you, sir.
Brad, you're from Orange County. That's
yeah.
California.
Yeah.
Now, we're in Northern California. Is there a north-south... What's the big difference when you come up here?
Number of World Series championships.
Oh, shit. We'll be right back. Oh, shit.
Now, as some of you might know, I used to live here in San Francisco. I was on a morning radio show about 9 years ago on Live 105. And, yeah, and I actually, got let go from the radio show because it was after the Giants won a World Series, as you guys were doing a lot of at the time. And I refused on air to say that I was a fan of the San Francisco Giants. I did. And they were like, why can't you just f-ing say you're a fan of the Giants? And I'm like, because I'm a goddamn midget. I don't like Giants.
That's a good reason.
You got to stick to your laurels, everybody, you know?
Yeah, what would you do if a real giant, like, have you ever thought about that? Like, I'm afraid of a lot of things,
yeah.
You know? But giants aren't one of them. I mean, I'm not a huge man,
yeah.
but if you saw...
So you're saying that if I saw a giant, like someone like 5'8", 5'9", like, yeah. Like something like that, I'd run away terrified, Dr. Phil. Really, I would.
What are your fears, Brad? What's your biggest fear in life? Because you're a pretty confident guy, but there's got to be stuff that scares you.
Being picked up by a large bird.
How big are... Release the falcon.
That legit scared me. You do a lot of shit on this show, Dr. Phil. I half imagine a falcon would just be like, all right, time for me to do my thing. Pick up a dwarf. Yeah. And if a bird ever picked me up here in San Francisco, you guys would just be like, oh, man, Uber's really being inventive. That's first Waymo and now this shit.
Yeah, I can't afford a falcon. Thanks for bringing it up. But but I think that, you know, technology is moving fast out here. Probably the fastest. Those driverless cars, I mean, I got to be honest, I'm not a fan, okay? I've almost gotten hit by four robots, okay?
Yeah.
Are we a fan? You know, Aries, are you a fan?
No one likes them.
Aries, have you ever taken a driverless car?
No.
Yeah, it's bullshit, right? Why would you be driven by something that, yeah, I mean, well, in your current state, it might be a good idea, but yeah. But that's because you're throwing them back. It's Friday night, but yeah. But I just think robots are getting in the way of human connection, right?
I agree.
Don't you have a Roomba?
I mean, yeah. I mean, some say Roomba. I say indoor roller coaster, but whatever. You ever seen a dwarf ride a Roomba?
Let's go to a cliff. I would pay upwards of $500 to see you sit on a Roomba for 20 minutes. And that's the third time I've said that tonight. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, but you got a big house, so you got to...
Yeah.
You got to have help, right?
Yeah, I got to have help. So thankfully, we got a Roomba, and we have two dogs, or as I like to call them, ponies. And...
What was it like? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got two pit bulls in my house. And by that, I mean, yeah, of course, I mean the rapper. I cloned him. So I have two pit bulls.
Boy, can you imagine if there were two... If Pitbull had a brother? Like, just named, like, Gary? And he was always like, yeah, Pitbull took my identity.
Darling.
I don't do voices, but you got what I was
referring
to.
Yeah, exactly. I got your impression of
Who's
it.
Who's your favorite? Do you have like a bucket list concert you want to go see? Like for me, it's Coldplay Green Day or the Teletubbies when they were at their peak.
Sure.
They've fallen off now. I think one of them's doing meth or, you know, gay or they're
I don't
changing.
Know. Ask the guy from Modesto if he's doing meth. That's where they make it.
Nick, right here.
There we go. What's up?
Well, I just heard the news today. Modesto has the best meth, they say.
Wait, do they do meth in Modesto, Nick? They do. Huh? Oh, meth-desto. Well, I walked right into that shit. Meth-desto. Do you hear that,
Meth-desto. Meth-desto sounds like a villain from the old G.I. Joe cartoon. It's Cobra Commander and Meth Desto.
We'll keep it in. Now, Brad. Brad, you're a dad, which I love.
Yeah. I'm a girl dad. I didn't pull out. Yeah, I did it. Let's go.
You're a great dad. Your daughter is a sweetheart. She adores you.
Yeah, she's Asian and a dwarf. I know. That's not even a kid. It's a Pokemon. It's great.
Collect them all.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah, that's got to be, that's got, how does that happen? I mean, is that?
Well, when a man loves a woman.
Okay. I mean, like, how do you check two boxes like that?
Well, my wife's Chinese. It's not like I f***ed another dwarf and then an Asian came out. Like, that's not.
Touche.
Wife's Chinese from the Bay Area, by the way. She's from San Francisco.
From San Jose, California.
Yeah. I got one of yours. Ha!
And by that, you mean she's tall, right?
Yep. She's huge. 5'2".
5'2". But you dated dwarves back in the day, right?
Yeah, I did.
And now...
Where do you think rainbows come from?
Is that a dwarf squirting?
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
I mean, I was going to make the joke, and then you just f***ing said it. That's great. Nailed
well,
it.
You know, love comes in all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely.
But you know, it's tough to meet anybody. I mean, the apps are one way. I still like live in the flesh. You know, it's tough to open up a state. How are you going to, what was your opening statement to your wife even? Did you say like, you know, did you see a picture or were you like, you know, hey, I'd love to take you out for skee ball? Like, how do you, you know, post me too. You want to tread lightly, right?
Yeah. People ask her all the time, you know, cause she's tall. They're like, so does she have a thing for little people? And it's like, no, she wasn't like watching Snow White. It was like one day.
Can you imagine? First of all, thinking a cartoon is real. But people do have fetishes. I mean, look.
Thank God.
Are you a fetish?
Goddamn right I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like people be like, yeah, but don't you feel bad? And I'm like, no, I'm coming.
Yeah, I remember the first time I had an orgasm. It was about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago. And it was... one that counted, you know, one that really was like, oh, this is what I'm going to dear diary about, you know? But I don't even use porn anymore. I got a pretty good imagination up there.
Really? What does Dr. Phil imagine when you're pleasuring yourself?
Great question. Hit me with a spotlight, Tom. So I'm sitting in my garage. Listening to some Seal. Maybe Kiss from a Rose or another Seal song. And I asked myself, you know, what would be the best thing I could see right now, naked-wise? And I immediately just think of a woman with four breasts. And then I go, I picture her and I go, she's got long, luscious hair. And I picture myself walking up to her at a Dave and Buster's, and she's standing there playing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles machine. And I'm just looking at the back going, oh, those pants fit, you know? She also picked Raphael, and that's the guy with an attitude problem, so this bitch has daddy issues. And she's playing the game, getting real into it, and then all of a sudden I tap her on the shoulder, and I go, sweetheart, I'd like to buy you a rum and coke. And then she turns around and goes, hi, my name's Nick. I work for... So, by that time, I've already, you know, it's already happened, you know.
Yeah. Now, is there a word or a phrase that Dr. Phil says when he reaches that point of climax?
Cowabunga.
Same.
Yeah. Now, Brad, stand-up comedy is maybe one of your favorite things to do in the world. Safe to say, you got a couple of specials, Netflix, Showtime. Have you guys seen Brad Williams' specials? He's got one on YouTube right now called Starfish, which I think is at 4 million views.
Yeah, man.
Does it ever get old when people come to your shows and laugh? Like, what's your favorite part about making people laugh? Because sometimes people, you know, they want to get a little too sauced up at the shows, right? Maybe try to cause a ruckus. But you seem you can cut through the shit pretty well, yeah?
Yeah. The sound of laughter is the best sound in the world. I like it. Sometimes people get a little too enthusiastic. I'm a little worried that she's going to try to Will Smith me at some point during the show. Which you don't want to do. You slap a dwarf in San Francisco. That's a hate crime.
It's also 7 years bad luck.
Absolutely.
I thought it was funny, too. Brad, I know you just did the Spinal Tap movie.
Yeah.
Boy, that is one of my favorite movies of all time. And you said you got to meet Elton John?
I did.
Can you share?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm in the movie. I can't tell you what part I am, but... If you've seen the first Spinal Tap movie, it's not hard to figure it out. I'm in the movie also with Wee Man from Jackass. He is also in the film. So, which is awesome because people are going to finally realize we're not the same person.
That happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we actually got to do a scene with Elton John, and it was like a concert scene, and the crowd was really excited, and they started yelling for Wee Man, and then he acknowledged them, and then a couple people started saying, yeah, we love Brad Williams, and then a bunch of other people joined in. Elton John looks back, looks at me, and goes, who the f*** are you? And I was like, I'm Brad Williams, they just said my name. That's he goes, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a comedian. He goes, obviously.
What the f***?
Yeah, man. Right? Yeah, happy gay pride.
Yeah. Well, look, it's meeting your heroes is always a tricky piece of real estate to maneuver through. Yeah. I remember the first time I met Rachel Ray, right? It was outside of Quiznos, right? And she walked out, and she was getting into some kerfuffle with one of the young cash register boys. I think something about she was charging her extra for cheese or avocado. And all I heard was, hey,
you're never going to, you don't even know how to make meatballs in less than 7 minutes.
And so I walked in and I said, Jesus Christ, who was that? It was Nick. It was actually Nick again. So my point is, you got to trust in the process, right? Nobody seems like they are who they are until you get to know them, right? You got to get to know anybody. You got to get to know your friends. You got to get to know your parents, right? I know that your wife is, like you said, Chinese, right? Yep. Are her parents Chinese?
Yes, that's how that works. She wasn't adopted by Angelina Jolie. Like, that's...
Well, that's the answer I was looking for, you okay. Asshole.
Okay, all right.
Just making small talk, Brad.
That's the story of my life.
That's one more time for Brad Williams.
One more time for the great Brad Williams, ladies and gentlemen. That's a living legend right there. Come on, get on your motherfucking feet for Brad Williams. You know he'd do it for you.
One more time for Brad Williams. There he goes. That's a living legend that comes out to play. You guys having a good time with the Dr. Phil Live Show? We're just getting going, baby. We got the hash browns kicked out. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Home Chef. Guys, if you're like me, the battle of what I'm going to eat every night and day feels like an Olympic event. But look, sometimes you just end up spending more time trying to figure out dinner than actually cooking it. So that's where Home Chef comes in. This is maybe the best thing I've found in 2025. And I've found a lot of things. I've found dollar bills on the ground. I found a new glory hole. This is the time to get back to making good, delicious decisions with fresh meal kits that save you time, stress, and let's be real, the need to figure out what to stream while you stare at the fridge. Let me tell you, I've tried other meal kits before, I have, and a lot of them have promised ease, but delivered a confusing mess of ingredients and instructions, but Home Chef, man, they freaking get it. I recently cooked up a few of their meals, and they were game changers for me and my wife. The barbecue chicken tacos were done in less than 30 minutes. Not only do they taste amazing, but they actually look like what you'd get at a nice Mexican restaurant. No exaggeration. Plus, the ingredients come pre-portioned, so there's no more guessing. It's like you're really making the cooking process as easy as it gets without skimping out on the taste. And the best part, they've got options for every night of the week. Whether you've got 30 minutes or you need something super simple, they got you covered with oven-ready meals, even microwave options. And don't get me started on their family menu. Big fan and bigger fan of this. Home Chef delivers fresh ingredients, all designed by chefs. The recipes are straight to your door, cutting down on the grocery trips, and saving you, the consumer, money. You're going to save an average of $86 a month on groceries using Home Chef. For a limited time, my ALN listeners are getting an offer from Home Chef. That's right, guys. 18 free meals, holy shit, plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box right now if you go to homechef.com/ALN. That's homechef.com/ALN for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. Again, that's homechef.com. I can't believe I'm saying this. homechef.com/ALN for 18 free meals and free dessert for life and free shipping. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert. That's a mouthful. That's what she said. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is sponsored by Acorns. Heard of them? Yeah, you have. Guys, look, the new year has started off. It's February. If you're still saying Happy New Year, go fuck yourself. But guess what? We've all got big plans, and we're all trying to fuck ourselves into a better state of who we are. You want to be a better you. It's a new year. It's a new me. It's a new us, okay? Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to stack cash, we've all made resolutions, but let's be honest, they don't always work out, okay? But let me ask you something. What if you could make your financial resolutions automatic? You know, like what if saving and investing could happen without even thinking about it? Well, that's exactly what Acorns does. This podcast is sponsored by Acorns because, well, look, they make it easy to start automatically saving and investing so that your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. I'm not a money expert. I once bought a 3-pack of Tom Hanks DVDs from Best Buy for 60 bucks. It was worth 20. Nobody wants to see Turner and Hooch that many times. Acorns will recommend a diverse portfolio that fits you and your money and your goals, okay? And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. Start with $5 or even spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible, because it's not. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money right on track, all right? They basically do the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. I've been using them for a while now, and it's honestly a game changer. It's simple. I don't have to think about it. They take care of everything. You link your card, and it rounds up your purchases to the nearest dollar, automatically investing that spare change, which is huge because we all need a little bit extra, and it can go a long way if you're fucking around with Acorns. The best part, I've already seen some growth in my account, okay? It's not going to make me rich overnight, but every little bit adds up, and over time, you can start affording that bathtub in your hot tub, and it feels like you're doing something good for your future and for yourself, or maybe your kids or your dog or your ferret without stressing, all right? So head to the acorns.com/ALN. Okay, head to acorns.com/ALN or download the Acorns app and start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ALN.
We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8 star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
This is an ad from BetterHelp Online Therapy. We always hear about the red flags to avoid in relationships, but it's just as important to focus on the green flags. If you're not quite sure what they look like, therapy can help you identify those qualities so you can embody the green flag energy and find it in others. BetterHelp offers therapy 100% online, and sign up only takes a few minutes. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
All right, we cut our commercial budget, so... But I still got an ad that I got to get through, so you guys know how this works. I need somebody... to come out here and help me read this ad. It's an ad that is about San Francisco. You know what? We're going to be needing a lot more help from the crowd tonight, and seeing as how you guys are excited, I've actually got a very special friend I'd like to bring out to help me read this commercial, so you guys can f*** off back to your seats for a moment. I'm going to bring out a special friend to help me out. This guy is a living legend from TV and films. You know him from Mad About You. You know this guy from movies like Inside Out and A Bug's Life. Maybe shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld, Mad About You. Ladies and gentlemen, make it loud right now for the one and only Richard Kind. Let him hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Here he comes. Richard motherfucking Kind. Look at this piece of shit. Here he comes. Richard Kind, ladies and gentlemen.
What the f*** am I doing here? I did no drugs, but I have some in my pocket, and that will be the antidote. Jesus.
Well, this is the drug capital of the world, bitch, so saddle up.
It's crazy.
Richard, it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
You responded to my text, and I appreciate that.
Yeah,
You live in New York, and you flew all the way out for this moment.
Yeah, we got to do this quick, because I got a plane to catch back.
Okay.
No, I don't.
You flying Spirit? What are you flying these days?
I'm flying other people's planes. I'm doing here for Sketchfest.
Let's go. Sketchfest is also happening here in San Francisco, California. You guys already know how to pump out the comedy. Well, Richard, I'll make this quick. We have an ad. Every time we bring somebody up, we have them cold read it, which means you don't look at it. You shoot from the hip, okay? You're not warmed up, okay? So you just got to look at this piece of paper and read this shit top to bottom, no matter what it says. Don't worry, I'm not going to get you canceled. But just, put on your f***ing glasses, you old piece of shit.
Jesus, God almighty.
It's going to be great. I wrote it. It's fun. It's funny. I think it's going to be something that gets the people fired up. You guys want to hear Richard Kind read our ad? So I'm going to hand you the piece of paper. We're going to hit you with a spotlight. Steven, give me some commercial music, and Richard Kind, take it away for us. I can hold it or you can hold it. It's like in the bathroom.
Every year, 10,000 people show up to Northern California and call San Francisco San Fran. These people are called assholes. People that grew up in barns or brothels, maybe got kicked in the tits or shoved in a toilet. You know, those real bottom of the barrel, mouth-breathing Walmart creatures that come out late night to buy Mac salad and pocket pussies. You know who you are. The dad that screams at someone else's kid. That mom who shaves her legs with scissors. Well, I got news for you, if you want to come look at our bridge, or smell our weed, or order our Chinese food in a bad Chinese accent, respect the name. What do Barry Bonds, Robin Williams, and Bruce Lee have in common? They're all legends that were born here. Where? In motherfucking San Francisco!
Guys, Richard Kind, let him hear it. Now, stopping by the Dr. Phil live show real quick. You're a goddamn legend, Richard.
Now I'm going to read the book.
Oh, shit. There he goes. Richard Kind, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. Thank you so much, Richard. I love you so much, Rich. One more time for Richard Kind. That's a sweet man with a great game plan.
Today's episode is sponsored by Factor. Guys, I know you like to optimize your nutrition like me, and this year Factor has made chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well super easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I can't help it, in under 2 minutes, so you can feel better about yourself. Factor meals arrive fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals, which I love, based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise, yada, yada, yada. But look, with 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals that tailor to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor helps you get the best for what you need. Wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and be convenient.
And your prices you can't beat. Come on, even me, Joe Biden, I like to grab a little Factor meal. I try it out. If it doesn't like it, it works for me, but it works for you. Come on, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I love it. How's Factor make it easy to stick to my goals? I'll tell you right now, I heat it up. It's done under 2 minutes. It's prepared for me. I don't have to go to the grocery store and cook it myself. Happy early January 6th. Happy 9/11. What I meant by that was, Factor is the way to go. You start eating good, you feel better about yourself. Hey, come on, Jill's got me on this new keto Factor meal plan. So right now, go to factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the promo code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's what she said.
Guys, Factor meals are where it's at. I've been using them for years. I love them. It's why I'm starting to shed some pounds. So, get with it. Feel better, live better, eat better with Factor.
You guys having a good time? You want to keep this show moving?
Balcony, let me hear you. You guys ready to keep this show moving on a Friday night in San Francisco? Boy, we're just going to take things up a notch right now. Your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live hails all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee, okay? He is a producer, actor, and a professional stuntman. You might have seen him in movies like Men in Black 2 or The Ringer or Bad Grandpa, okay? In 2000, he, Jeff Tremaine, and Spike Jonze created an American slapstick comedy series that took the nation by storm. He launched the careers of Ryan Dunn, Jason Wee Man Acuna, Bam Margera, and Steve-O. And that spawned countless movies that broke box office records. Ladies and gentlemen, making his Dr. Phil Live debut, the one and only Johnny Knoxville! Holy shit. Doesn't get cooler than this. Boy, that guy's got to be so bummed he hit that guy earlier and had to leave. Look what he missed. Now, Johnny, have you ever been in a fight? Like, if somebody ever punched you, I mean, you've been hitting the butt and the balls, right?
But I am 0-81 lifetime in fights.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What, did they start at like at house parties or like on set?
Oh, wherever.
Wherever, yeah.
I was happy to oblige wherever.
Yeah, because you've got such, you know, you're a good looking dude, so that's got to be,
oh. For,
well, hot guys are always the worst fighters because they're like, don't my nose up, you know?
Oh, no, I wasn't worried about that. I'm just lousy.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. Just terrible.
Well, you're a sweetheart for being here. One more time for Johnny Knoxville. That's a... It's a big deal you're here. Johnny, you... Man, I've been such a fan for so long, and the fact that you came out here is a real treat. Have you been to San Francisco before? Do you like the food and the streets?
I've had a ball in San Francisco. I'm happy to be here. So, yes, love it.
Did you get that sweater here or on Sesame Street? Where'd you
wow.
get it?
Wow! Wow.
I'm deflecting. I can't wear green.
Son of a bitch.
What's your favorite color, Johnny?
Well, I would say Muppet Green.
Muppet Green.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things, you're always pushing the envelope, right? Were you a funny kid? What were you like as a kid growing up?
I kind of topped out at medium funny.
Medium funny?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, you make a joke and then you walk out and don't wait for the response? Or?
Yeah, I would, so I had to go into stunts.
You go, Grandma's got some hairy pubes, huh? And then you just f***ing walk out the back door?
Yeah. It was all set up, no punchline.
Yeah.
You know.
When did Knoxville, Tennessee is, that's where in Tennessee? Like, I know where Nashville is. I know where Memphis is. Where's Knoxville?
Southeast Tennessee. Best thing come out of Knoxville is I-40 West.
Yeah. That's a freeway or a wrapper?
That was, yeah. Good question.
Do you like to drive? I'm one of those guys that if I got a podcast or some Broadway show tunes, then I can get through the commute. But what do you put on the radio or the sound system?
Oh well, you know I like little Ramones.
The Ramones.
I like the Ramones.
They f***ing rip.
Yeah, and also this is like I'm such World War II documentaries. I'm at that age, Dr. Phil.
Wait, you listen to those while you're driving?
Yeah, I watch them too. That's the worst part. Yeah. I'm like, this is, oh my God.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say I haven't done that. I once missed my exit because I was watching the end of Love and Basketball on my phone.
Yes.
With Omar Epps. You know who Omar Epps is?
Yeah.
Great actor. Who's your favorite actor, Johnny? Because you went from stunts to acting, and I think everybody was like, okay, this guy thinks he's Robert Downey Jr. And then you were f***ing good. You know, then you were good. You were, The Ringer's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, thank you.
It's a classic comedy. Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa, there's a scene where you're in full prosthetic and you and the kid are at the diner. And I remember, if you haven't seen Bad Grandpa, put it in the queue tonight. And you're basically, you know, it's taking the stunt and the prank world up a notch by being in full character. And I don't know anything about that. And you sharted against the wall of the diner.
Accidentally.
Say it again?
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
And man, that scene, just the looks on people's faces. What was the prep for that? Did you have to, were you nervous that somebody was going to fight you because you pooped on a wall?
Sometimes people do try to fight you in pranks, and then you just have to, you can't engage with a fight.
Like, can't.
You prank them, you can't fight them too. You can't be a, you can't be a total dick, right? If they hit you, you just got to take it. But no, I wasn't afraid of getting beat up in that one. It was just, I got a kid, 8-year-old kid, but that kid was mean as hell. And I mean that as a complete compliment. He was fearless, just absolutely fearless. The little bastard hit me and everyone in the nuts on that film from day one until the end.
Because he like knew that you were down to clown, and he's like, I've seen your YouTube videos.
No, he just loved it. He loved it, and he was good at it.
Would he say anything? Well, every kid's good at a nut tap, you know? Because they're all going around. I used to do that finger dick trick where you pull your zipper down and put your finger through like it's a penis.
My dad would do that when I would take naps as I was growing up. Honest to God, I would be taking a nap.
We can move on, yeah.
And then I'd feel something go, and I would wake up. And my dad would be standing there with his finger out of his pants, laughing like it was the funniest thing.
Well,
and
it is.
I thought it was
if it's
pretty
not
fucking,
you, yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny.
It is. Is your dad still with us?
And sometimes it wouldn't be his finger.
Okay,
sometimes
let's move
he
on.
Would.
Yeah.
No. Sometimes he would heat up a hot dog for like 30 seconds to get it lukewarm, and then run that through my mouth. Yeah.
I'm definitely doing that to Brad later tonight. But I'll get one of those mini hot dogs. Wait, that's so... Well, okay, so comedy runs in the family then.
He was very funny. He had a tire company. He just liked to prank his employees. X-Lax milkshakes he would make for them. He would stage gunfights at the Christmas parties.
Let's cut to a clip. Wait... Johnny, break that down for me, because that's funny. I wish I grew up in a prank family, because that it lets you know that life, you can't take it too seriously. You got to laugh at yourself, but you also got to hit people and hug them, right? Like, obviously, pranking somebody and then fighting them is bad. That's like, you know, not paying a stripper and then, you know, stealing her bird scooter as well, right? But you got, people got to get fucked. All right, we go to different strip clubs, I guess, but... But people gotta be messed with. So the fact that your dad did that lets me know that he had a good time. What? How would he stage a gunfight?
The first year he had two new employees getting a gunfight, and it was pranking. Actually, it was pranking everyone else at the party. The two employees got in the gunfight. Everyone ran out. But the next year there were two new employees, and he pranked them. And as soon as they pulled out and started the gunfight, he had everyone else at the party pull out guns and shoot at the new people. And they never came back.
Holy shit.
Yeah. He went deep. He would send letters to his friends from the VD clinic saying they have to list their last 10 partners.
No.
And people would fall for it. They would actually fall for it. They'd go down to the health department with this crudely written letter from the VD clinic. And some people almost got divorced. He almost got shot over the VD clinic letter from one guy.
Have you seen Oppenheimer? It's one of my favorite films. What will your dad show you, or anyone in your family, comedy movie-wise? Because that, for anyone who gets into this business, they've seen something. You know, I was a big Liar Liar, Mrs. Doubtfire, Tropic Thunder, movies that really were just so funny multiple times, Dumb and Dumber. What was your comedy that you were like, God damn, that looks fun as f***?
When we would watch Sanford and Son
yeah.
all the time. We love Sanford and Son. My father loves Sanford and Son.
What's that theme song like? It's like...
Yeah, Quincy Jones wrote that song.
Quincy Jones, R.I.P. TMI.
Didn't Gary Shandling write for Sanford and Son?
Didn't he? Who
gives a shit?
Wait, didn't what?
Gary Shandling write for Sanford and Son?
I think he did, yeah. Yeah, that's one of those shows that's timeless. It's a classic. Now, did you have to ask someone in your life, hey, I'm going to do stunts. What was the first thing as a kid you did that made you go, I gotta, you know, the juice is loose inside of me for, as far as, you know, pushing the, just being wild and crazy?
I was marginally,
hug that mic for me like a dildo, if you don't mind, Johnny.
I was marginally rambunctious growing up. I think not until, my girlfriend got pregnant with my first child did I decide to become a stuntman. I was working at a restaurant, had no money, and I'm like, I have to support a child. What am I going to do?
It's funny you thought you could be a stuntman when you couldn't even pull out, you know? We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. Had to do it. No, but that's... Go on.
No, that's when I decided. I was about like any other kid growing up, but then I was like, I got to do something quick, and that was my best guess.
You got to make some money is what you meant.
I didn't know how.
Now, because even to get into stunts, you have to have some sort of a fearless mentality, right? Or were you terrified?
No, it was more desperation, honestly. I was terrified that I couldn't support this child.
Well, desperation leads to inspiration, and that's chapter 15 of my book, We've Got Issues. Talk about that. You got to find out what's inside of you by finding out what's outside of you first. It's a long chapter. Johnny, what was the first stunt you did? Do you remember? High school, middle school? What was it?
Oh, God. I knocked down a hornet's nest. I was like 5.
Oh, shit.
And I thought I would just, I knocked down a hornet's nest, and boy, did I pay for that.
So you just are like, how mad do bees get?
There wasn't that much forethought.
Yeah.
You know.
You just saw it was like, those bees think they're better than me?
They obliterated me.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did they? So they stung you and bit you? And...
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful.
You're not allergic, are you?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'll show me.
All right, so then fast forward, Jackass, how do you meet Jeff Tremaine and Spike Jonze, right? And you guys, I think I know the story, but I'd love to hear it from the source, but how this came together. Do you mind sharing with the group?
I pitched this article on self-defense equipment to a lot of different magazines where I would pepper spray myself, stun gun, taser gun, and shoot myself in the chest with a 38. And,
you know, Tuesday.
It was my best guess. But a lot of people wanted it, but they didn't want it until afterwards, right? They didn't want to be part of it. Jeff Tremaine at Big Brother Skateboarding Magazine is the only one who would, like, help me buy the stuff and would... So I wrote that article, and he convinced me to film it. I wasn't even going to film it, right? He's like, well, we got a skateboard video, film it. And then afterwards, I did a couple of videos with them, and we're like, we should do something. And then Jeff called Spike, who he went to high school with in Maryland.
Perfect.
Yeah, so.
And then you put the show together. Did you give it to MTV right away, or did you kind of have to?
Oh, the first pitch was with HBO. God, that was terrible. Because we didn't know what to say, right? And we let Spike talk the first time, and he was, like, getting caught up on his words and hemming and hawing. And then we put the tape in, and it was like crickets.
Oh, f***.
It was like,
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is the, you know, pussy salad or something.
It was,
you know,
just this, the lady exec hated us. And then we went to MTV and Comedy Central after that, and they liked it. But the first one was comical.
Now, I prepared a few clips that I'm probably my favorite clips in Jackass history.
Oh, well, thank you.
So... Because we are so fortunate to have you here, I would love if we can play a couple and get maybe some extra DVD commentary from Johnny Knoxville.
Sure.
Do you guys mind? Is that all right with you? I mean, that seems like a pretty good idea if we got the guy here. So, Tom, go ahead and f*** those lights off, and Stephen, hit me with that first clip.
I am Johnny the Magnificent. Today, I'm going to wow you with my supreme skills of prestidigitation.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. This was the second time I shot this bit that day. And, I ended up with broken ribs, a broken wrist, a concussion, and hemorrhaging on the brain. And that's not me snoring, that's me trying to swallow my tongue.
He's getting back, he's coming too.
You look dead.
Yeah. That was during COVID, so like I go to the hospital and it was just, it was weird.
We good, sir? You got exactly what you wanted.
Here's my favorite part. Here's my favorite part.
So what happened after it hit me?
Dude, it's gnarly. Here. This is you, this is the bolt.
Yeah. Mr. Sensitive, Jeff Tremaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That bull's name was Pecker Wrecker.
Oh.
And the bad thing was, when I got there that day, I usually in a bull ring, they have a lot of dirt very high in the ring.
Yeah.
Very soft. And I got there that day, and it was there was no dirt. It was just hard ground. And at that point, I'm like, I just wanted to shoot.
They couldn't bring it like a pillow or something?
No, no. It was too... Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It was too late. And I didn't want to hold up production for me, so...
How are you going to open that? Oh, it's a twist off.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy does magic, too. I'll have a Miller High Life. Cheers, Johnny Knoxville. You can cheers with the mic.
Bill.
Now, we got one more clip. You mind taking a look at another? Wait, bro, I want to ask, wait, 1 second. Getting on the bull, is there any sort of trepidation on your part? Or do you like, what if it hits me in the ribs or if it flips me up?
And, he broke my ribs.
He broke your ribs?
Yeah. He broke my ribs, he broke my wrist, and gave me a concussion and a brain hemorrhage.
You had a brain damage?
Hemorrhage. But yeah, I'm sure there's that too. Brain hemorrhoids, yes.
Brain hemorrhoids?
Yeah, he's got to poke them back in.
Where'd you go, to urgent care? Why'd they tell you you got brain hemorrhoids? Well, our healthcare system is f***ed. He's like, you feel on your head? Here's some condoms. Get over it. Hit me with another video, Steven. Tom, f*** off with those lights. Here, let's watch it first, and then we'll talk about it. Johnny Knoxville, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Now, so your idea was, man, we got a giant hand just sitting around, or we got to use it, or what?
Every now and then, either Jeff or I will come up with an idea that the other person doesn't like, and I came up with that idea, and he's like, it's not going to work, but okay, well, let's shoot it. And boy, are we glad we did. I do that to him, too, sometimes. I'm like, okay, we'll shoot it, but it ends, we end up proving each other wrong. But that one really worked because we got a few people with that beforehand, but Bam showed up late that day. He got drunk the night before and showed up late, and so we put an extra spring on it.
So he was hungover when you...
He was so hungover, and we put an extra spring on it, and it made it so strong. That's why he just went flat.
I mean, I can't imagine the impact. And are they mad, or they just know, once you oblige and you sign up for Jackass, you're DFW, you're down for whatever, right?
It's weird, like, you can get smoked by something, even if it's a prank, and you're happy because you know you got footage.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but you're psyched.
And you almost want to outdo each other. Like, when you put Steve-O in the porta-potty...
That's an idea that I didn't want to shoot.
You were going to do it?
No. That's an idea that Jeff had the idea for. Steve-O and Jeff came up with the idea. I'm like, yeah, we kind of did that for the show. I don't really, but like, okay, we'll shoot it. And it was amazing.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what it's called, a porta potty based off the item. And basically, they would put somebody in it and then it'd be on bungee cords, right? Mm. And you'd flip it around and all the poo and pee-pee would fall on you.
Initially, Steve-O wanted to jump off a bridge. with bungee cords to go down and up. And Jeff goes, no, why don't we just go up?
These text threads are hilarious. No, the poo will hit better if it's bottom to top. I heard once that you were a stand-in for Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, on Dracula and Very Special People.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet Keanu?
Yeah, he was like, he's just like he is in the press. He's just a f***ing nice guy.
He's like, so you once, so you're the guy that came up with the diarrhea porta potty. Whoa. That's crazy. You once forced Danger Aaron to be attacked by a bear. That was maybe the craziest thing I've seen, because Danger Aaron, you put him in a chair, you poured honey on his head, and then they raised up a door, and a bear came out. And I think he peed himself, but he was just terrified. I mean, it was the first time I've seen genuine fear, and I loved it.
Yeah, he shows fear the best out of all the guys.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to cry. There's just a lot of positives with Aaron.
Yeah. Do people pitch you prank videos? You know, the way that people pitch me ideas for the Dr. Phil live show.
Yeah, and they're probably as good as the ideas you get pitched.
Well, do you get like some 13-year-old in Nebraska that's like, hey, what if I
put some ketchup in my eyes? Jackass. Hi, my name's Skyler, and this is Ketchup Eyes.
Like, I'd f***ing block his number so fast. But then also, you want to go, you got to start somewhere, so maybe he's onto something, right?
Yeah,
you got to believe.
I mean, we've shot dumber ideas than that.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, you haven't shot, you shot dumber ideas than Ketchup Eyes?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The part of this business that's so wild, Johnny, is that, you know, you're always inventing and reinventing. You've acted, you've directed, you've done the stunts, you're a dad, you were on Shark Week, which that must have been nothing to you because you've done so much crazy shit, right?
Well, I'm not the one who almost got his hand bit off. That was Poopies.
Almost got his hand bit off?
Yeah, it was hanging by a thread and they sewed it back on. It was one of the gnarlier moments in all of Jackass. Sorry, I had to suck the air out of the room. He's fine now, everyone. Shit.
I'm afraid of sharks. They always tell you if you see a shark outside, I mean, underwater, clearly, but if you see a shark in your bedroom rubbing you at gunpoint, run. But if you see a shark in the water and you're there too, you know, that you're supposed to, you know, punch it in the face.
Well, the problem we ran into is they chummed up the water.
Chummed up?
With the blood and guts to get all the sharks to the surface.
Oh, shit.
And then they were doing, remember the Fonzie bit from Happy Days where they were going to jump the shark?
Nope. Johnny, when you were five, did you always know... Johnny Knoxville, ladies and gentlemen. I do love Fonzie, though. But, Johnny, what I love more is you and your commitment to the craft. And I think it would be a waste of my time and everyone here at the Dr. Phil Live at the Masonic Theater in San Francisco if we didn't do some stunts with Johnny Knoxville tonight. So I'm going to need a little help for this. So I'm going to bring back, before I go to the crowd, which we will be doing, I want to bring back one of my very close friends. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the beginning of the show. Make it loud for Brad Williams!
Okay. Johnny, you're familiar with my people.
Yes,
now
I am.
No one's going to believe I'm not f***ing Wee Man. What am I doing next to you?
You're f***ing Wee Man?
He's got a tight ass, dude. He's got a real tight ass.
Yeah, Wee Man, you, who's taller?
Too soon.
All right.
Wee Man has a hammier ass
Thanks,
than you.
No.
He's as wide as he is tall.
I don't know. Mine's a good shitter, man. Like, that's a good ass.
Wait, it's fine. It's fine.
You know, like if you do. If you do like some, like I could do like some Cardi B shit. I've been doing Pilates.
Wait. Can you twerk? Let me sing.
Can I twerk?
Living la vida loca.
Pretty good.
Now go play the lottery.
Every time a dwarf twerks, an angel gets its wings.
Yep. Brad, Mama said that.
Brad, you're holding some items I'm curious about. You mind just...
So, apparently, Guy Fieri did a show here last week, and he left his cups backstage. I thought, you know, Knoxville's here. Why don't we find some people that might want to get kicked in the nuts? How about that?
Wait, by who?
I think with Wee Man gone, this is like my Jackass audition, okay?
Also, you told me if somebody gets kicked in the nuts by a little person...
Yeah.
They go to heaven, right?
Obviously. Okay. That's the first question St. Peter asks you. And listen, Wee Man's like in his early 50s, which is like being in 70s in dwarf age. So all I'm saying is like maybe I could move in. Maybe I could be in the next Jackass movie.
Well, you're believing in yourself, and I think the crowd is. So what we're going to do is turn the house lights on. We need three people that want to come up and get kicked in the nuts by Brad Williams. And guess what? Whoever doesn't make the most noise is going to get a free beer to drink with Johnny Knoxville and some Dr. Phil merch. Three people. I need three people. I got one right here. Brad, you want to pick somebody?
Yeah, let's do the black guy right there so we get some diversity.
Here we go. We need one more. Let's go this guy right here. This guy with the Jeremy that...
And that sweatshirt.
Can you parkour up?
There oh, shit. Go.
All right, we got the other two contestants.
Yeah, they're coming up right here.
What's your name, sir?
Justin.
Justin, grab one of these cups from Brad Williams and go ahead and pull it on over your dick. Who's this guy? Weren't you in Friday Night Lights? What's your name?
I'm Javonte. I'm a huge fan of you.
I love you, Javonte. Let's see if you can fit a cup over your, over,
oh,
I don't
shit.
Know if you can.
I didn't take certain sizes into this.
Come this way. What's your name, sir?
Brandon.
Brandon, you ever been kicked in the nuts by a little person before?
Not a little person, no.
Well, the night is young. Grab a cup from Brad Williams, slip it on over your jeans, and then let's get you guys to line up one by one. Johnny, you're going to be
I'm sorry.
You're going to make my mustache.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Are you okay? Oh, shit, dude. We'll be right back.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.